Thank you. black thing down here is our dog. His name's Inky, but right now we call him Stinky because he really smells. This next song is called Devilish Mary. And we learned it a long time ago, so we'll sing it right now for you. Johnny?
What?
When I was young and foolish, I thought that I would marry, so I fell in love with a pretty little girl, and her name was Devilish Mary. A day when all the trouble started, she combed my hair with a rolling pin to make sure it was parted. Doo 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 doo. Says I think it's very nice to have this fine relation. Shut up, she says, you do the work, I'll do the conversation. Doo 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 doo. A pot of soup from worn out shoes and laces. To she, I think I'll eat the soles and you can eat the laces. Do 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 do. She washed my clothes in old soap, said she sewed them up in stitches. She gave to me her prettiest dresses, she I'll wear the breeches. Do do do. Right, she said, you've had enough, and she threw me out the door. So if I ever more do wed, I'll marry just for riches. I'll pick a gal just 2 feet tall that can't put on my britches.
Out in the parking lot, it's the Massachusetts license plate K82601, and its lights are on. Massachusetts license plate K82601 or G01. It's a blue VW.
Now we're gonna trade places for a minute.
We're gonna do a Christmas song. Jolly Old Hawk.
Jolly Old Hawk and his wings were gray. Now let us sing. Who's going to win the girl but me? Jolly Old Hawk and his wings were gray. Sent to my love on the 12th most day.
12 bulls and they was a roaring.
11 old mares and they was a brawling.
10 old cocks crowed out in the morning.
9 old hogs and they were a crowing.
Jolly Old Hawk and his wings were gray. Sent to my love on the 12th most day.
8 old bulls and they was a blaring.
7 old cows as they ran before them.
6 young calves as they was a bawling.
5 scruffy elms and a fair.
Jolly Old Hawk and his wings were gray. Sent to my love on the 12th most day.
A 4-foot pig
and a 3-thistled cock.
2 little birds
and a jolly old,
jolly old hawk and his wings were gray. Now let us sing. Who's going to end this song? Not me.
Thank you.
we swapped a song with Eddie Trickett, and we learned this from him. It's called Train on the Island. For the first time, John Boyer, my little brother, and his good friend Jeffrey LeFevre, and they've worked up another tune to play. It's called The Drunken Sailor, and they're going to do it right now.
I want see. Can we get, let me get sometimes people ask me what happens to my handlebar mustache when it rains. And you now see the results of a morning's rain. It's a Fu Manchu.
Ordinarily, it sticks out with one wave on either side.
Oh, yes. It's ordinarily beautiful. Unbelievable. But
you want to tell everybody that it won't get caught in the harmonica?
Well, yeah. You see, usually I say, do not worry. The banjo will not get caught in
the
mustache will not get caught in the harmonica. But
today
I don't know. It may droop into it today. It's an old song. I guess it's a kid's song. I learned it when I was about 10, I guess. Old song. I really believe it. It drives away the rain and even drives away the rain clouds, particularly if we sing it together, you know? You may not believe that, but I do.
$5, he's a good one too. Singing yah, yah, blue.
You're a
good dog too.
Yeah, as you know, the words repeat right after I say them, and you just caught on so great.
Tell me, old blue, why your eyes so red? Tell me, old blue, why your eyes so red? Tell me, old blue, why your eyes so red? I've been chasing that possum till I'm nearly dead. Singing yah, yah, Well, we chased that opossum up a simmon tree. We chased that opossum up a simmon tree. We chased that possum up a simmon tree. We looked at the possum and he looked at me. Singing, yah. Brown, and we laid them potatoes around and around, singing yah, yah, blue. You're a good dog, too. Now comes the sad part of the story, I reckon. Early one morning, old early one morning, old Blue got sick. Early one morning, old Blue got sick, and I called for the doctor to come right quick. Singing, yah, yah, Blue, you're a good dog, too. And the doctor comes. The doctor come and he come on the run. Says, old Blue, your hunting's done. Singing, yah, yah, Blue, you're a good dog, too. Old Blue died and he died so hard. Old Blue died and he died so hard. Old Blue died and he died so hard, he shook the ground in my backyard, singing, yah, yah, Blue, you're a good dog, too. When I get to heaven, first thing I'll do, when I get to heaven, first when I get to heaven, first the thing I'll do, toot my horn and call for Blue, singing, yah, yah, Blue, you're a good dog, too.
Hey, you made that sound good.
Let's do ones that boys and girls answer back.
Well, this is a story song, and it's from Vermont. It's not from very far away at all. Helen Harkness Flanders collected it back in the 1930s. It starts out in a way that's going to sound familiar to you, because a master craftsman says to his apprentice, take this cow down to market and sell her for all she'll bring, which he does. But after that, he doesn't find a beanstalk or anything like that. He finds a highwayman, a robber. And what happens thereafter works out to the boy's advantage and the robber's loss, as you'll see.
In London there lived a mason by trade. He kept two servants, a man and a maid. A Yorkshire boy by the name of John was the one that he kept to be his man. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum.
You can sing that chorus too.
One morning so early he called for John. Johnny heard his master, and quickly he did run. Take a cow from the barn, and go drive her to the fair. She's in very good order, and she's all I have to spare. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. So John took the cow and started for the fair, and on the highway he met three men, and on the highway he met three men, and he sold them the cow for £6.10. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum.
And then to the tavern for something to drink, while the landlord was counting the chink. Unto the landlady he did say, where shall I put my money, good woman, I pray?
Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. In the lining of your coat, sir, she did say, lest by some highwayman robbed you should be. There sat a highwayman drinking up his wine. Thinks he to himself, this money is all mine. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. Then John started off, not far had he gone, when he was overtaken by this same man. You are well overtaken, young man, he cried. And now along with me, won't you jump up and ride? Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. How far are you going this way, said John? 2 or 3 miles so far as I know. 2 or 3 miles so far as I know. Then up jumped John, and away they did go. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. They rode along together till they came to a dark lane. And now, said this bold robber, I will tell you in plain. Deliver up your money without any strife, or in this lonesome valley I will end your pleasant life. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. Then John's not having long to dispute. From his coat lining he quickly pulled it out. From his coat lining he quickly pulled it out, and in the tall grass he strewed it all about. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. The bold robber, not thinking of his loss, began to pick it up and to put it in his purse. Began to pick it up and to put it in his purse, while at the same time John rode off on his horse.
Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. The old man called out for John to stay, but Johnny never minded, and still he rode away. Until he come to his own master's home, then horse, saddle, bridle, and all was his own.
Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. The portmoney was searched, and there was found 300 bright guineas in silver and gold, a brace of pistols, I do vow. I think that my master quite well sold his cow. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum. Then Johnny, for a boy you have done quite rare, 2/3 of this money you shall have for your share. And as for the rogue, you served him just right. I think you played him up a fair Yorkshire bite. Lolly-dum, lolly-do, lolly-daddy-dildo-dum.
Well, this is a story song of a different kind, because I tell you a story and then I sing you a song. True story, too. Many, many years, many summers, I used to spend not going to places like Fox Hollow, but working at a camp for children. And one summer, when I was working at one camp, there was a little boy that just bugged the dickens out of me. Every day, I'd be standing in the lunch line, and I'd have a nice hot plate of something or other, and he'd come up running behind me, and he'd hit me in the back just as hard as he could. I don't know, when somebody wants to bug you, you know, they always find out your weakest place. If it's your back, or your ears, or your toe, it doesn't matter, they get you just the same. And so I did all kinds of things, or I tried to do all kinds of things to discourage him. None of them worked. One day I finally got pretty mad, and I picked him up in my arms. He was little, and I was pretty big. I didn't think about that, but I took him outside, and I dumped him in the creek that ran behind the kitchen wash house. It was cold, and it was cruddy, and it didn't do any good. And next day he was back at it again. Well, I don't know what would have happened to that summer. There was an old woman that I never thought too much of at the time that worked for the camp. But she talked to my little nemesis. One day she said, "Now why do you do that to George? You know he doesn't like it." He said he doesn't like it. He said it's a game we play. He loves it. We do all kinds of things. Look at the things he does back. It's neat. And, well, she took a while to explain to him that maybe that wasn't quite true. For the rest of the summer, I was took a couple of days. He kind of disappeared. And I kind of breathed easy, but I also cringed because I knew he'd be back. And when he finally came back, he just sat down beside me while I was watching a ball game and said hello. Long time later, I was teaching in school, and I was talking to somebody just like I'd be talking to you, and all of a sudden I felt a sharp pain, and I looked down, and here was a little girl standing on my toes, looking up. And I said, "Oh. If I ask you, do you love me? Will you answer, yes, I do? Even though I ask by standing on your toes. 'Cause I wouldn't know the words to say, don't know what love is anyway, and I'm not sure that anybody knows. But I need something, and I know it. If you can feel me, I can show it. You can push me if you want to, you can wiggle just one toe. If I can just believe it's loving, you can make me quit my shoving. But you've got to talk my language, it's the only one I know." This is his verse. "If I wait until you turn your back and I hit you with my fist, I know that you'll be angry like before. But I don't know what else to do. There's something that I want from you that I just can't wait to ask you anymore. I can't sing it, I can't yell it, I can't write it, I can't spell it. If you hit, you'll hurt me inside where the bruises never show. But if you'll catch me, shake me, hold me, then I've asked you and you've told me. But you've got to talk my language, it's the only one I know. If I skid my bike in circles, if I show you both my gerbils, if I tell you all the bad things that I do, will you guess I'm not just playing, that it's something that I'm saying? Can you make up answers I can tell are true? If you only say you love me, you'll be talking way above me. That's no way to answer anyone who's standing on your toe. If I'm good or bad, then show me. If you love me, show you know me. But you've got to talk my language, it's the only one I know."
Growing up, I was the only girl on the block. And all the boys used to play war with those kettles on their heads, you know, their mother's pots. And I had to be the nurse. And I didn't learn this song until a lot of years after that, but one time I was singing it, and suddenly I understood why I liked the song so much. "I'm going to be an officer in uniform quite new, and if they let me have a drum, I'll be a drummer too. I'll rush into the battlefield with a broadsword in my hand to hear the cannons rattle and the music sound so grand. The music sounds so grand. The music sounds so grand. To hear the cannons rattle and the music sounds so grand. When I was a young girl, the age of 16, from my home I ran away, go and serve the Queen. An officer enlisted me, said, 'You are a nice young man. I think you'd make a drummer soldier. Step this way, young man. Just step this way, young man. Just step this way, young man. I think you'd make a drummer soldier. Step this way, young man.' They led me to my office and lit me up to bed. And laying by a soldier's side, I never felt afraid. Pulling off my old red coat, I oft-times used to smile to think myself a drummer, yet a female all the while, a female all the while, a female all the while, to think myself a drummer, yet a female all the while. My fingers long and slendy, my waist so long and small, so very soon they taught me how to play the best of all. I played all on my kettle drum as other drummers played. I played all on my kettle drum and I'll beat the drum again. I'll beat the drum again. I'll beat the drum again. I played all on my kettle drum and I'll beat the drum again. They sent me up to London to be guard o'er the tower, and there I might have been until this very day and hour. A young girl fell in love with me, she said I was a maid. She went straightway to my officer, my secret betrayed. My secret betrayed, my secret betrayed. She went straightway to my officer, my secret betrayed. My officer, he sent for me to hear if this was true, and I all for to be to him a tale already new. A pension shall be her reward, he smiled as he said, it's a pity we should lose you, such a drummer has you made. A drummer has you made, a drummer has you made. It's a pity we should lose you, such a drummer has you made. Then fare you well, my officer, you have been kind to me. Fare you well, my comrades, you ne'er forgot shall be. Should the British army fall short of any man, I'll put on my cap and feather and I'll beat the drum again. I'll beat the drum again. I'll beat the drum again. I'll put on my cap and feather and I'll beat the drum again.
Thank you.
There was an old woman from Yorkshire, in Yorkshire did dwell. She loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay.
Try that next time.
She bought 2 dozen marrow bones and made him to crack them all. She made the old man so very stone blind he couldn't see her at all. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay. The old man being discouraged to her did say, you should go and drown yourself if you would show me the way. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay. The old woman being hard-hearted to him did say, you should go and drown yourself, and I will show you the way. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay. She took him by the hand and she led him to the shore. The old man says, I won't jump in, you'll have to push me o'er. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay. The old woman come a running, all for to push him in. The old man jumped a little aside, and she went headlong in. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay. The old woman began to beller and to bawl. The old man says, I can't save you, I can't see you at all. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay. The old woman began to flounder and to swim. The old man grabbed a hell of a pole and pushed her further in. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay. And that's the end of my story, and you shall hear no more. She must have been a blamed old fool, or she'd swum to the other shore. To me whack fa lero lero laddity whack fa lero lay.
Larry Older sings that song. Do you know who Larry Older is? He lives way up in the hills of the Adirondack Mountains in New York and sings all kinds of songs, all kinds of wonderful songs in New York and Vermont, right around here. I'll sing you just briefly the only song I ever collected from my New York State mother. It concerns a lady who apparently tried to smuggle something into the country because it goes, Mrs. Adriance put her pearls in her pants and sailed across the sea, saying to herself, well, she took them from the shelf, what a fine place this will be. No jolly Jack Tar dares go that far. If he did, well, golly gee. So Mrs. Adriance put her pearls in her pants and sailed across the sea. Here's an old song. This goes back to, the late 1940s, I guess. Just gotten rid of one verse, and it's very, very up to date. I want to teach you the chorus. And then there's a second part, and then there's a third part, too. But the chorus is very simple. We're in the same boat, brother. It's the same boat, brother. And if you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. Sounds good already. Try it again. We're in the same boat, brother. Same thing again. It's the same boat, brother. If you shake one end, and if you shake rock one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. Well, we'll do that once again to start off, and then we'll get to a second part, and I'll sing a line, and you sing it back to me. And then the third part, unless you know it, if you try to sing along, you won't make the grade, but you can try. We're in the same boat, brother. Let's hear you. We're in the same boat, brother. And if you shake one in, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. Oh, the Lord looked down.
Oh, the Lord looked down.
From his holy place.
From his holy place.
He said, Lordy be.
He said, Lordy be.
What a sea of space.
What a sea of space.
What a place to launch.
What a place to launch.
The human race.
The human race.
So he picked himself a mixed up crew with eyes of gray and green and blue. And that's how come that you and I have one wet world and one wet sky.
We're in the same boat, brother. The same boat, brother. And if you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother.
Oh, the boat sailed on.
Oh, the boat sailed on.
Through storm and grief.
Through storm and grief.
Past many a rock.
Past many a rock.
And many a reef.
And many a reef.
What kept 'em going?
What kept 'em going?
Was a great belief.
Was a great belief.
That they had to learn to navigate, 'cause the human race was special freight. And if we don't want to be in old Jonah's shoes, we'd better be mates on this here cruise. One last time,
we're in the same boat, brother. It's the same.
Visual things, but it isn't all going to be visual this time. I had a report for the sound booth that the sound in the craft area could be a little bit louder,
And the reason I say that now is because if Sandy, no, not Sandy, Jan Shore is in the craft booth, I'd like her to bring down those puppets we talked about. How are you at learning a song that you must know anyway? We'll go, dee-dum-da-ba-dee-da-da-da-da, and you go, dee, sail away, ladies, sail away, dee-dee-dee-dee-da-da-da-da-da, sail away, ladies, sail away. Don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o. Won't you see the microphone, they'll hear you. Whenever I get my new house done, sail away, ladies, sail away. Give the old one to my son.
Sail away, ladies, sail away.
Don't she rock 'em, daddy-o,
don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o.
I wanna go back to Tennessee.
Sail away, ladies, sail away.
That is where I wanna be.
Sail away, ladies, sail away.
Don't she rock 'em, daddy-o,
don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Sail away, ladies, sail away.
You'll be an angel by and by.
Sail away, ladies, sail away.
Don't she rock 'em, daddy-o,
don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o. Sail away,
ladies, sail away.
Sail away, ladies, sail away.
Don't she rock 'em, daddy-o,
don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o,
don't she rock 'em, daddy-o,
don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o, don't she rock 'em, daddy-o.
Okay, Jan Shore, if she still hasn't heard, would somebody see that she brings something down? Because she's got some really neat things up there in the craft area. They're really puppets, and they're really available to look at and to buy, and I wanted to show you a couple of them because they're really nice. But this is a song which Ginny does, and which Connie and Debbie will do with us. I'm sorry, somebody called me? No, okay.
Okay, this is a song you can help us sing. It's called The Rattlin' Bog. Rare bog, a rattlin' bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattlin' bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And in that bog there was a tree, a rare tree, a rattlin' tree. The tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattlin' bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattlin' bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And on that tree there was a limb, a rare limb, a rattlin' limb. A limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattlin' bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattlin' bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And on that limb there was a branch, a rare branch, a rattling branch. The branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And on that branch there was a twig,
a rare twig, a rattling twig.
The twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And on that twig there was a nest,
a rare nest, a rattling nest.
The nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Well, on that nest there was a bird,
a rare bird, a rattling bird.
The bird on the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And in that bird there was an egg,
a rare egg, a rattling egg.
The egg in the bird, and the bird on the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. And in that egg there was a bird,
a rare bird, a rattling bird.
The bird in the egg, and the egg in the bird, and the bird on the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree on the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Well, on that bird there was a feather,
a rare feather, a rattling feather.
The feather on the bird, and the bird in the egg, and the egg in the bird, and the bird on the nest, and the nest on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, and the limb on the tree, and the tree in the bog,
and the bog down in the valley, oh.
A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. A rare bog, a rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh.
Okay, I don't think we're going to get the puppets that we were talking about with...
There she is.
There she is. Oh, you're here. Oh, look at these. Come on up.
Move up close so they can see.
Hello there. I'm in the Shores booth. Up above.
Aren't they cute?
These are really neat. You ought to look at these close. They're fun. The eyes.
Those are rod puppets.
Bagham is a rod puppet, too. You may see him this weekend.
Oh, here comes another. This is a purple one. Oh, aren't they cute? How do you make those?
Oh, styrofoam.
Styrofoam balls?
Okay, where is your booth?
Up in
up toward the beginning of the line.
Okay.
Pots and puppets.
There are so many things up there you wouldn't believe it, and you ought to see all of them. And these are things you ought to see while you're up there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me do one quick song, and then we'll do the last thing. One of the reasons that we really appreciate things like that is because Jenny does most of the work. We make our own things that we use for our visual things, and it's really a neat thing to do. And it's nice to see a lot of other people doing things like that now. I think more and more people are doing good things. You know, Sandy and Caroline Payton are here, and they're going to sing on this afternoon's program. And that last song that we sang, we learned from Howie Mitchell, and at about the same time, Sandy and Caroline came to Washington, and... Sandy sang a song in the basement of a co-op shopping center, which he'd learned in England. And it's a sort of an anti-work song. You know, everybody's singing work songs, and this is a chorus from a British song, which I thought you might be interested in learning. It's called, I don't know what it's called. On Mondays, I never go to work. On Tuesdays, I stays at home. On Wednesdays, I never feel inclined. Work is the last thing on my mind. On Thursdays, a holiday. And Fridays, I detest. It's too late to go to work on Saturday. And Sunday is the day of rest. How are we doing the volunteer bit? Are we picking people out? Or are we choosing them from the girls choosing them?
Are you all going to choose?
No.
Okay. Could we have some hands for some small people in the audience? You two in the yellow, come up.
Put them over this side more.
I think we need seven.
Jenny?
A little plaid. You come up.
Move over this way more. Okay, number one is going to go on the guitar.
Okay, nobody else come up until we count, because we may have too many.
How many do we need? Six?
Seven.
Seven.
Have we got seven? We got too many already. Could the rest of you just sit down and help us sing? Okay? I think we got already somebody's going to have to step down. That's going to be hard.
Okay, you can sing, though. But I think you ought to leave enough room out here so they can see things, because there's going to be something happening about here, okay? This is easy to...
This is a song you probably all know anyway. It's an animal, a song with animal sounds. It's called I Bought Me a Rooster.
So I'll go right here.
Okay, all line up behind John there. Okay, here we go now. Everybody sing. Bought me a rooster and my rooster pleased me. Fed my rooster under the bayberry tree. My little rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo, dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. Well, I bought me a cat, and my cat pleased me. Fed my cat under the bayberry tree. My little cat went meow, and my little rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo, dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. I bought me a dog, and my dog pleased me. Fed my dog under the bayberry tree. My little dog went ruff, ruff, ruff. And my little cat went meow. And my little rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo, dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. I bought me a sheep, and my sheep pleased me. Fed my sheep under the bayberry tree. My little sheep went baa, and my little dog went ruff, ruff, ruff. And my little cat went meow. And my little rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo. I bought me a pig, my pig pleased me. Fed my pig under the bayberry tree. My little pig went oink, oink, oink. And my little sheep went baa. And my little dog went ruff, ruff, ruff. And my little cat went meow. My little rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doodle-dee-doo. Well, I bought me a horse, and my horse pleased me. Fed my horse under the bayberry.
little horse went and my little pig went and my little sheep went and my little dog went and my little cat went and my little rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo, dee-doodle-dee-doodle, dee-doodle-dee-doo. I bought me a snake and my snake pleased me, fed my snake under the bayberry tree. My little snake went sss. My little horse went and my little pig went and my little sheep went baa and my little dog went ruff, ruff, ruff and my little cat went my little rooster went cock-a-doodle-doo, dee-doodle-dee-doodle, dee-doodle-dee-doo.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. May I just say one thing? I want you to know that these were redone recently. We had them made out of cardboard, which was painted.
And they kept falling apart.
With magic markers, actually. And Martha Nagler came to visit us. And we
so
got
Marty
very ambitious. And Marty
these.
Did the painting on these and redesigned some of them.
You got another song, is that it?
That's it.
Thank you all. Bye.
That's it, Evelyn.
Stop from there.
Grab a chair. How do you want? How close do you have to work these mics? That's Ringer. I'm Phillips.
Don't believe him.
Today. Well, at last report, human beings were still waterproof. Kids. Last time I was asked to sing for kids, I got through about half of it, and the parents got on me and said, and Eric said, do you know any stories you can tell kids? And I said, yeah, I could tell them about halfway through, and then I'd have to stop. There's no sense in that. So I'll sing. My little kid, Duncan, he always used to like to be sang to before he'd go to bed. Not that he liked the singing. In fact, he told me later on he hated the singing. It's just that he could stay up later if I sang. But he really favored some of the old-time trade songs, cowboy songs that were part of the cattle trade. You, I suppose, have all heard Little Joe the Wrangler. You don't know that song. Well, neither do I. In fact, I hate that song, and I wouldn't sing it on a bet. It's a dreadful song. But anyway, it's about a little kid that runs away from home because his new ma keeps beating up on him, and he hooks up with the trail drive, and they train him, and then there's a stampede, and he gets on a horse, the night horse, and he heads off the lead steer and saves the herd, but he gets squashed in the process. Gets turned into Kid Chutney. And, well, like I say, I don't like that song, but you have to know what that song is about if you can understand the one that I'm going to sing, because, see, his sister goes looking for him. And Montana Slim, Wilf Carter, wrote a song called Little Joe the Wrangler's Sister Nell. That's the one I'm going to sing because I really like it. Well, one thing you have to understand is, see, they got the wrangler that works with the herd. The wrangler handles all the horses, the remuda that gets staked out down by water at night, except that he'll leave one horse that has good night vision up at the wagons in case of emergencies, and also to ride down at false dawn
to bring the other horses up. So you know what a night horse is, you'd be able to understand this song a little better. Well, she rode up to the wagon as the sun was sinking low, a slender little figure dressed in gray. We asked her to get down, of course, and pull up to the fire. The red hot chuck would soon be on its way. An old slouch hat with hole in top was perched upon her head, a pair of bull-hide chaps well greased and worn, an old stock saddle scratched and scarred from working in the brush, and a slick mangay tied to her saddle horn. She said she rode from Llano 400 miles away. Her pony was so tired it couldn't go. She asked if she could stop a while and kinda rest him up, and maybe she could find her brother Joe. Well, we asked where Joe was working, if she knew the outfit's brand. His letter said it was the Circle Bar. It was mailed at Amarillo about 3 months ago from a trail herd headed north to Cinnabar. I looked at Joe, he looked at Jim, and they looked back at me. There was something in our hearts she didn't know. Of course, she was the living image we all seen at a glance of a little Texas stray poor Wrangler Joe. Well, I give the kid my bedroll and I bunked in with Jim. We schemed and talked and planned the whole night through as to which of us would tell her the way that Joe was killed and break the news as gentle as we knew. I'll wrangle in the morning, boys, she said as she turned in. Have the horses at the wagon for its day. As the morning star was rising, I seed the kid roll out, saddle up the gray night horse and ride away. Soon we heard the horses coming, headed into camp. Wasn't light, but we could plainly hear the bell. And then someone a-crying, a-coming on behind, was little Joe, the wrangler's sister Nell. Well, we couldn't quite console her, she'd seen the horse's brands as she rode in from the river's bank below. And by the looks on our faces, she seemed to realize she never again would see her brother Joe. You got kids, don't you?
Do I have kids? Yeah, I have four of them.
They're the only ones you know about.
Well, boy, you sure know how to hurt a guy. I hope I know about all of them. This is one of my kids' favorite songs. It's a sick dog song.
Once I had a yeller dog, his name was Towser Jenkins. The butcher cut his tail off with a cleaver. Towser had his trademark on all the cats in town, and when he spotted one, he'd never leave her. He wore his legs off stumpy, chasing milk carts round the country. Had bunions on his knees from jumping ditches. Had all the hair wore off his ribs from chasing cats around the corn cribs. But empty is the doghouse, Towser's poisoned. Yes, he's gone to look for liver clear across the Suwannee River. No more will boys baptize him in the sewer. No more homeward will he sail with tin cans tied on his tail. For empty is the doghouse, Towser's poisoned.
I know a couple of dog songs.
That's a Shaggy Dog song.
I'm not going to sing it. Oh, here's a song I can teach you the chorus on. Some of you probably already know this.
I made it up for Duncan about riding on trains. Those of you who know me that I'm partial to trains, you know. I made this up one day after Duncan came home after a particularly traumatic experience on his way home from school. That was out by Mike in Utah. We got these guys out in Utah. It's left over from the old days, the old Mormon days, that are called child taxidermists. And see, the Mormon families are... Now you're making fun of me. The Mormon families are very large, and every now and then they have a kid that they didn't plan on. 90% of all people were caused by accidents, you know. And so what they do is they call in a child taxidermist, a kid stuffer, which is the colloquial term. It's a folk craft, and then they have the kid filled with bunny stuffing and mounted in some endearing pose, and they put a pull ring in the tummy, you know, and with a record inside, recording his own voice in living stereo, and it comes out both available orifices, and it says, "Hi, Mom, hi, Dad," and that's all. The rest of the time, they put him in a corner with a sheet over him and take him out on holidays and decorate him. Of course, kid stuffing has been against the law for many years, but there are still marauding bands of child taxidermists out in the Uinta Basin that will rip off an occasional kid just to keep their hand in. Duncan had almost gotten carried off by one of these, so when he got home, I had to pacify and mollify him, and I did so by the making up of this here song. "Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, 'Daddy, what's a train?' When I was just a boy, living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in a big old gunny sack. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer would smile and wave as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears. We counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam, the big old driver's scream, with a sound my little boy will never know. And Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, 'Daddy, what's a train?' I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how we memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna and the IC, yeah, the nickel plate and the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, 'Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, 'Daddy, what's a train?' We climbed into the car and drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those old memories appear. And I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, 'Daddy, what's a train?'" Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I know what I'll do. Let's
a song I learned when I was in the third grade, out of my third grade song book.
That's just before you finished your formal education.
That was the same year. Oh, far and far to Zanzibar, I went to sea in an open car, but I found it rather boring. For it rained and snowed on the wave-wet road, and the green seas came a-roaring. And the fish did grin as they passed me by with a waving fin and a fishy eye, and they said, as I recall, pick a peck of pollywogs, a pocket full of salt, singing rinky-dinky-doodle, and it's not our fault if the waves roll wetter than the dry lands are. Rinky-dinky-doodle down to Zanzibar. I went to Spain by railroad train. The clouds were high, but it looked like rain, and the black smoke came a-rolling. Said a Spanish maid in her cloak and shawl, if she stopped or stayed, if she spoke at all, in a sing-song kind of drawl. Pick a peck of pollywogs, a pocket full of salt, singing rinky-dinky-doodle, and it's not our fault if the waves roll wetter than the dry lands are. Rinky-dinky-doodle down to Zanzibar.
Hey, I never heard that before.
I don't think it was.
That was really in a book?
Yeah.
Do you understand that song?
No, I don't know what it means. God knows what it means.
Well, let's see. I'm going to sing you one more, and they can sing one more, and we'll let somebody else come out here and sing. All right? That sounds like a good idea. Is it going to rain anymore? Well, if it rains, then I'll just have to go over to the local Mormon ward and talk to the bishop and have him call the president out there in Salt Lake and put in a good word for us. Anybody can do it, they can. Duncan has gotten a lot older since I made up this song for him. He's got an interesting ambition now. When he gets out of school, he wants to go over to Japan and become their first American gardener. Find him listed in the white pages. They're coming at us, yeah. This has got a chorus on it that you can sing here, and you can even break up into altos and basso profundos and coloratura sopranos and sing harmony if you want. I can't because my harmony grits. You're going to be using these, you know, so I don't care if you groan. I'll teach you the chorus when it comes around. I had a mule and his name was Jack. Yeah, I had an old mule and his name was Jack. When I climbed up on his back, well, damn near died of a heart attack. Sing in the spring, sing in the fall. Sing when I hear my baby bawl. Sing all day, all night till you hush, you crying, I'll sing for you. You sing in the spring, sing in the fall. Sing when I hear my baby bawl. Sing all day, all night too. Hush, you crying, I'll sing for you. I had a canary all yeller and green. I had a canary all yeller and green. It's the stupidest bird you've ever seen, and it could swear like a big marine. Sing in the spring, sing in the fall. Sing when I hear my baby bawl. Sing all day, all night to you. Hush, you crying, I'll sing for you. I had a horse and his name was Tex. Had an old horse and his name was Tex. He signed his name with an X and made his living forging checks. Sing in the spring, sing in the fall. Sing when I hear my baby bawl. Sing all day, all night, do it. Hush, you crying, I'll sing for you. Well, then I got a little shrimp, a little itty bitty shrimp. Tried to make love to a navy blimp, and ever since then he's walked with a limp. Sing in the spring, sing in the fall. Sing when I hear my baby bawl. Sing all day, all night. Do you hush, you crying, I'll sing for you. Well, I had a little lamb I used to keep. Little bitty lamb I used to keep. When I tell him to go to sleep, well, he counted people instead of sheep. Sing in the spring, sing in the fall, sing when I hear my baby bawl. Sing all day, all night, do you hush, you crying, I'll sing for you. Well, then I got a tall giraffe, then I got a tall giraffe. He liked to sing and he liked to laugh, he lived on beer and bubble bath. Sing in the spring, sing in the fall, sing when I hear my baby bawl. Sing all day, all night, do you hush, you crying, I'll sing for you. Now I had everything short and tall, done had everything short and tall, but round and fat, big or small, I guess my baby's the best of all. Sing in the spring, sing in the fall, sing when I hear my baby bawl. Sing all day, all night too, hush you crying, I'll sing for you.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, I hated to get up in the morning. And this morning, I hated to get up.
Boy, I'll say.
Oh, you'll never, never, never thrive a lying in your bed. It's early rise, it makes us wise, I've often heard it said. And I believe in that myself, but as far as I can see, if it's early rise, it makes us wise, you'll say the same as me. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine, at 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the good old summertime. And when the snow's a-snowing and it's murky overhead, oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nicer to lie in your bed. Oh, me brother Joe's a baker, and he sleeps along with me. And every morning he gets up and he starts his work at 3. And before he gets his trousers on, his legs are nearly numb. And while he stands there shivering, I lie in my bed and I hum. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine, at 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the good old summertime. When the snow's a-snowing and it's murky overhead, oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nicer to lie in your bed.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, lady.
See you in a while.
Move over and make room for Marcus. He doesn't take very much space. Since Marcus is one of our very best friends, we surely can find him a place. Move over, move over, and quick like a rickety jig. We'll always move over for Marcus, for Marcus is not very big.
Okay, that's your chorus. Move over, got it?
Move over, and quick like a rickety jig. We'll always move over for Marcus, for Marcus is not very big.
That's actually a song that Malvina Reynolds made up, and it was for Marty at the beginning. What's your name? Huh, Julia?
Well, move over and make room for Julia. She doesn't take very much space. Since Julia is one of our very best friends, we surely can find her a place.
Sing it for her.
Move over, move over, and quick like a rickety jig. We'll always move over for Julia, for Julia is not very big.
Bom, bom. Now tell me, Julia, what's your friend's name next to you there? Hi, Lou. How are you? How old are you?
Six.
Six? Do you go to school? You all know Lou? Right here? I want you to meet Lou. He's an old friend of ours. And we're going to sing, move over and make room for Lou.
He doesn't take very much space. Since Lou is one of our very best friends, we surely can find him a place. Move over,
come on, sing.
Move over, and quick like a rickety jig. We
we'll always move over for Lou. For Lou is not very big.
Let's sing the second verse for Lou.
He won't have to stand in the corner. He won't have to sit on the floor. We'll always move over for Lou. And still we'll have room for one more. Move over.
Come on.
Move over. And quick like a rickety jig. We'll always move over for Lou. For Lou is not very big.
Hope you got it. Got that whole song? We're going to try one more verse.
Hey, who's this writer?
Let me see here. Let me look around a little bit. Oh, I got one. I got one. Ready? Move over and make room for Richard.
He doesn't take very much space. Since Richard is one of our very best friends, we surely can find him a place. Move over. Move over. And quick like a rickety jig. We'll always move over for Richard. For Richard is not very big.
Move over and make room for Ginny.
She doesn't take very much space. Since Ginny is one of our very best friends, we surely can find her a place. Move over.
Come on.
Move over. And quick like a rickety jig. We'll always move over for Ginny. For Ginny is not very big.
That's why I sang Ginny.
Move over and make room for Alexander.
Wow.
He doesn't take very much space. Alexander is one of our very best friends. We surely can find him a place.
Sing it for Alexander.
Move over. Move over. And quick like a rickety jig. We'll always move over for Alexander. Alexander is not very big.
I'd like you all to help us here with a song. It's harder than the last one because you don't just have to learn words, you have to make them up. We'll sing a couple of verses of how the song used to be sung, and then we'll expect you all to help us make up some new verses that are even better than the old ones, right? Okay. It goes like this. First of all, oh, there's another thing. You have to help me. You see, the song is a conversation between a lady and a little boy, and Caroline plays the lady, and that leaves me with the little boy part, and I make a pretty dumb sounding little boy, you know, so you all sing the little boy's part with me, and it'll sound better.
Even the girls.
Okay? Yeah, even girls. Okay.
Hey, little boy.
Yes, ma'am. That's your part. Come on. Yes, ma'am. He's a polite little boy. Do it again. Yes, ma'am. He had Wheaties this morning. Yes, ma'am.
Granola.
Okay, granola. All right. Anyhow, we'll start from the beginning now that they know it. Know the part. Here we go.
Hey, little boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you go to the pasture?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you see my horsey?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you ride my horsey?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did he ride?
You ready? He rocked just like a cradle,
rocked just like a cradle, rocked just like a cradle, rocked just like a cradle.
Again,
rocked just like a cradle, rocked just like a cradle, rocked just like a cradle, rocked just like a cradle.
Hey, little boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you go to the stable?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you see my muley?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you feed my muley?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what did you feed him?
I fed him on oats and barley. I
fed him on oats and barley. Fed him on oats and barley. Fed him on oats and barley. Fed him on oats and barley.
Barley.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you go to the picnic?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you see any girls there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you kiss any girls there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, when you gonna marry?
I didn't know it necessarily followed kissing.
Soon next Sunday morning.
Now that's all there was to the song, but we have been singing it with some people just like you people right here, you know. And we've got some more verses, and we're going to show you a couple of them that have been made up by friends like you. And then we're going to make up some better ones. Okay?
Hey, little boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you go to the bar?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you see my cow there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you milk my cow there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did she milk?
We sang this one. We got this one down in East Hampton, Connecticut. And they got the funniest cows down there. Because when that boy went out to milk his cow, you know, she gave chocolate ice cream sodas.
They made up this one in East Hampton, too. Hey, little boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you go to the forest?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you see the hollow tree there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you see my squirrel there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what was he doing?
Like all squirrels, he's
riding on his elevator.
Right. Hey, let's make one up. First, we have to decide. You see, to make up a verse, it's real easy. You pick an animal, any animal you want to use, see? And then you decide where you're going to find him and what he's doing there. And then you got the whole verse. But it's very important that you don't find dogs in dog houses, you know, because that's where you'd expect to find them. You want to find them in some weird place where you wouldn't expect to find them, some place crazy and kooky. So you decide what animal we should use, yeah. What's a lion? A whole big lion, right? Okay, we've got a lion. Now, we shouldn't find him in the zoo or in the jungle, because that's where you would find him. Let's find him someplace different. Where would you find it? In a birdhouse, of course. Okay, we've got a lion in a birdhouse, and we got to decide what he's doing in the birdhouse. And it's got to be something that's kind of unusual for lions to do. What do you think? It's your